This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, May 16th, brought to you by Aimpoint Research. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Truterra today announced that its carbon program has paid more than $21 million to farmers for the sequestration and reduction of over 1.1 million metric tons of carbon in its first 3 years. Truterra President Jamie Lefker says food companies want measurable carbon results.
Our downstream customers who are asking us for carbon supply are asking for a rigid level of data that they can make accurate claims for the amount of emissions that are being reduced within their supply chain from where they're sourcing the commodities that are going into the food products that they're purchasing. What we're having to do is quantify that and be able to produce them results that are auditable. That's going to require that farmers essentially license their data to us so we can create a measurable claim for the food company.
Lefker says demand is growing for commodities with verifiable production practices.
Companies that are making sustainability claims on their products are growing in sales at 36% faster than those that are not. They may make claims like sourced with grain, produced with sustainability practices. I think in time they will get to where they're identifying specifically what the quantifiable carbon emissions will be to produce a given product. And a consumer who is showing that they're willing to pay for some products for the sustainability mark and marketing claim will step up and make a decision based on that in addition to the brand experience that they've enjoyed from our consumer brands for a long time.
A company press release says the Truterra Carbon Program has seen significant growth in total acres enrolled. Acres enrolled grew by 151% between 2021 and 22, and in 2023, total acres grew another 99%. All of the results help position Truterra as a valuable source for connecting food and ag companies with farmers to drive sustainable practices on farms. The American Soybean Association, ASA's World Initiative for Soy and Human Health Program, and the U.S. Soy Export Council welcome the funding announced as a part of the initial tranche of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Foreign Ag Service Regional Agriculture Promotion Program. The new funding will be invested to facilitate diversification and growth of U.S. soy exports, helping meet growing global protein demand and addressing nutrition and food security. ASA President Josh Yackel says, "We appreciate the work by Senator Stabenow, Senator Bozeman, and Secretary Vilsack to initiate this much-needed program." In making the announcement, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said, "There are devastating consequences if we rely on just a few large markets. We remain committed to our established customer base around the world, but we're also setting our sights on new growth opportunities." The National Pork Producers Council joined forces with the American Farm Bureau Federation to gain support from the 900-plus agriculture stakeholders supporting the federal fix to California's Prop 12 to be included in the 2024 Farm Bill. In a letter to House committee leaders, the group say the California Prop 12 law would create chaos in the marketplace, threaten a potential patchwork of arbitrary straight laws that would harm small and medium-sized farms, and challenge international trade rules with countries that might follow with their own non-science-based restrictions on imports. The letter includes signatures from over 40 states, as well as more than a dozen agriculture organizations. The House Ag Committee will consider the Farm Bill on Thursday. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Aimpoint Research. With economic pressures and regulatory shifts reshaping local, national, and global marketplaces, the foresight to navigate these changes is essential. Aimpoint Research offers in-depth economic and policy analysis tailored to your business sector to equip you with insights to navigate both short and long-term market disruption. From scenario planning to market assessments, Aimpoint delivers the strategic blueprint you need. Ensure your competitive edge in an ever-evolving world. Visit aimpointresearch.com to learn more. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.